with both the men's and women's soccer teams advancing to the second round of the national tournament in Alabama. Which team do you plan to coach Monday, since the locations of the games are 4 hours apart?
We're starting the first game. I'm going to be with the men, and Davey Phillips is going to be with the women. I felt that the girls are in a place that's going to be ultimately familiar. They're staying in the same hotel. They're playing the same team they did in the first round. They're doing the same champions of character, big brothers, big sisters. You know, I think that they're going to be in a place that's familiar. It's going to give them comfort, and you know that all of them, including Davey, were there last year. I think that's a recipe for them to have some success. You know, with the guys, you know, taking them to a brand new environment, you know, with all sorts of expectations, is something that I think they need. They're going to need a little help managing, and that's why I'm gonna be there for that first game.
How much does it help to have an assistant coach like Davey Phillips, who you can trust to coach the women's team?
Davey has been fantastic for all 4 years he's been here, and you know, I shared with him, you know, after last year, I said, I have ultimate trust in you. I said, you know, one of the hardest things for me to do is to let other people talk to or deal with my teams. And, you know, it's as much his teams as they are mine. You know, he's recruited a number of the girls and guys, and his footprint on the program is you know, equal to mine. And I think this is a good chance, you know, as he starts to, you know, grow into being a head coach himself. You know, this is what other on-the-job opportunity you're going to get when you get to go coach in the Sweet 16. So I'm excited for him and the team.
Although it must be difficult for you not to be at the women's team during its second-round match, how nice of a problem is it to have with both teams being in the Sweet 16?
Well, I think it means we're doing something right, you know. I think it means our ideas are ones that can work on a national level. You know, the support we get from the administration, you know, from Teresa and Dr. Long and, you know, the whole athletic department, really. I think this, you know, we're just the next vehicle that's going on, you know. Having the cross-country team fantastic finish top 25, you know, that's motivating. You know, having women's volleyball win the conference and getting to see them in that fantastic second game of their match at Mid-America, or against Mid-America. You know, all those things are motivating and help. You know, and the fans that we've had at our games, you know, I think the girls have been pleasantly surprised at how much support they've gotten, and that, you know, now we have a group of young men that sing, and they bring the sporting stuff, and, you know, people don't realize how much the team feels that, and how much that means to them to hear that, and to have our home field become a real advantage again to us after a few years where I think it would be fair to say it was kind of like, let's see what happens. And now it's so exciting that I think all of it is kind of snowballed into what's going to be Monday, hopefully a great day.
The women's team will take on Martin Methodist at 4 p.m. November 28th in Decatur, Alabama, and the men's team will face Easton Tillotson at 5 p.m. November 28th in Orange Beach, Alabama.